Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, a strong and powerful Jeremy Newsom. Jeremy, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm so ready, man.
Excellent.
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Jeremy is an author, an advisor, an investing guru. He's the founder of Real Life Trading. I'm excited to have you on. Jeremy, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. I'll start with the last one, why I do what I do. My mission is to enrich lives, and I love teaching. I love helping. I've gone through so many webinars and seminars and events where people were talking about the stock market in my life, and it was always boring, but I've always been intrigued by it ever since I was a little kid. The curiosity got piqued during the movie Forrest Gump.
Nice.
when I was six, when he said he invested in a fruit company. And didn't have to worry about money anymore. I don't know if you remember that scene, but it was like, I asked my dad, like, what's a fruit company? Because I never heard the phrase, we didn't have to worry about money anymore. Like that was a paradigm shift.
Nice.
And when I heard that, I was like, well, let's figure out how to do that. Ever since then, man, I've been really intrigued by the stock market. And I just think that a lot of people are way overcomplicating this thing. And they think it's mysterious. They think you have to be incredibly smart, insanely rich to start doing it, and it's just really not the case. And I love trying to find ways to help people understand small tidbits of pieces of knowledge and intel that they didn't know before.
Nice, appreciate that. And since you started with the last one, tell us a little bit about the personal life, man.
Yeah, man. So personal life, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and I don't have a lot of possessions specifically. You know, I just have a house and a car. I love traveling, right? So I'm always all over the world. I love hiking and going out and doing big adventures and really finding and interacting with people that are in a spot in their life where they want to do something new. They either have money or they have ideas or they have beliefs or they have dreams. And I want to kind of help figure out a way to bridge the gap between where they are now and where they're going. And so I do that with anything and everything. Like if I take someone rock climbing, you know, they've never been rock climbing before, or we go skydiving, or we go scuba diving, or we go run on the beach, or we do some type of crazy marathon in the mountains, like whatever it is, like just small things that just totally shift their mindset and their beliefs about what's possible and what's real and what's achievable. That, man, to me is just so exciting.
Well, amen there. And the ability to help somebody shift their mindset from not knowing anything about something to being scared of it or looking at it as intimidating to, oh my gosh, well, that wasn't that bad, and this is actually something I can do.
Yeah, dude, it's so fun, man. I love that.
And that's obviously a super powerful thing and a nice thing to be able to, an awesome thing to be able to give to somebody. So that's the motivator for founding your company. And you were going through all these training exercises, webinars, whatever, and you're like, well, this stuff's boring. It's something that's so important and that way more people can do. But how do I package this up in a way that's not awful?
Yes, that's pretty much it, man. That's what happened. That's when I started beginning to realize that there was a need for someone also other than the whole Lamborghini, bikini, like Rolex, martini kind of thing.
Nice.
It's like, I don't mind that type of advertising, but it's just easy. It's low hanging fruit. It's too simple. It's kind of like being a comedian and only using cuss words and talking about like vulgar things. It's just easy. You know, it's like I wanted to do something that was a little bit more moral and self-fulfilling and just a little bit of a higher vibrational frequency. So I just don't go down that route. And I just want to teach like real people that have families and kids, and you know, they got Cheetos stuck between their minivan's car seats, and they just want to figure out a way to pay off debt, be totally financially free. So if they want to go to their job, cool. If they don't, cool. If they want to improve their house, they can. If they want to travel, they can. They can kind of do whatever they want because they have the, not necessarily specifically just the cash just sitting there doing it, but they have the mindset and the knowledge and the ability that they can go create money or create income or make an impact and make it happen relatively immediately.
Nice. I can't believe I've gone 41 years and never realized that you can string together Lamborghini, bikini, and martini. But here we are, but you're absolutely so right. Right? If you're on social media, that's what you see.
That's the thing, man.
You know?
Yeah, that's the thing, and that's been relatively recent. Like, it hasn't always been the case with the stock market, but the stock market, dude, just. George, it has a bad vibe, man. You know this. Like, people are like, "Oh, it's sketchy. It's multi-level marketing. Sure. It's not for me. I'm going to get screwed. I'm going to lose money. It's not going to work out." I wanted just to go, man. Like, it's not all that. It's not all dragons and giant bonfires of terribleness. Like, there's opportunities to actually be good, to be a force for good, to create an income, to create cash flow, and you don't have to be greedy to make money in the market. Like, there are many, many win-win scenarios in the stock market. There honestly are. And no one has to be losing for you to make money. People can win both ways. There's plenty of things that just, I want to break down like these social barriers and these social beliefs that we have, man, about the stock market and what people really feel about it. That's kind of what I'm doing and what I like to do.
Nice. All right. So the first step is just for people to recognize or realize, yes, I am somebody who can become an investor in the stock market.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not reserved for people with a ton of money. It's not reserved for people that have this experience or came from this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody does want to get started, how does that process work?
Well, there's a few ways, but what I'll do is I'll kind of do a little self-promoting, because I created that bridge, that opportunity for people to get started. I remember, 10, 11 years ago when I kind of started diving in around the age 20, 21, there wasn't that much out there. I mean, you had books, like I said, you had some webinars and they were terrible. You had some seminars in person. They're always in South Florida and they were miserable. And it was harder. But now there's a lot more information. You have, obviously, the internet's better. You have better webinars, you have better platforms. So I took an opportunity to create a website, a platform, and a company called Real Life Trading. And I made all the education free, because I figured that if someone said, all right, there has to be a sales pitch, there has to be some type of scam, it's like, no, dude, what if it was just free? What if I just did it from the goodness of my heart, poured tons of my time and money into this, and just gave you an opportunity where you could learn this literally for free with absolutely no sales pitch at all? And just enjoy, have a good time, and learn it. So that's why I tell people, it's like, if you want to get started, you can read books. You can go that route if you want. You can listen to podcasts. Obviously, that's fine. You can go to YouTube. But just go to my website, reallifetrading.com, and you'll see, as soon as you log in, it talks about financial freedom. It talks about our mission. And there's like an icon that says beginner's classes. Click on the beginner's classes and start crushing it.
Nice. Okay. So it's just a matter of let's take that first step. Let's start to get educated. So
that's it, man. Yeah.
Fast forward. I think that the idea of financial independence probably means something different to lots of different people.
Yeah.
But tell me about how it is you're trying to coach people up to figure out what theirs is and what that really means.
Dang, that's a good question, man. That's a really good question. My objective in that route, I feel, is we just kind of walk through some steps. Like, if I say the word financial freedom, what is something that comes to mind? So let's just try it with you, George. So if I say pure financial abundance and freedom, what does it look like for you?
I can go to any restaurant I want anytime and eat whatever I want, not have to worry about ordering off the menu. I can stay in any hotel that I want, go on any vacation.
Boom. Boom. So you kind of have it directly related to that aspect where you're sitting down with your friends or your family, you're opening up a menu and you don't care about the price. Like, if you want to get the filet mignon and it's $75, cool. You get that. It's like, oh wait, I get to add some lobster on top of it for 25 bucks. Cool. You do that. Then you add like the nice macaroni and cheese and you get like a nice Manhattan if you're a drinker or not or whatever. And you just don't stress about it. And not only that, but you're doing it inside of the hotel, the really nice 4 or 5 star hotel right on the beach, like the La Valencia Hotel in San Diego. And you're just there in the restaurant and you're just, you're eating and you go back up to your room. It's just a nice day. That, yeah, I totally agree, man. Like that's an aspect of financial freedom where people, most people know to a simple degree what it really looks like. And it's like, all right, well, here's what we need to do. What I like to tell people is let's find a way to experience that. Because if you want to be wealthy, if you want to be rich, I use those terms interchangeably. If you want to have a lot of money, you have to start feeling like and start knowing what that feels like now. So let's figure out a way to figure out how much that one meal, that one night in the hotel would cost. Just that one meal, one night, like all of it, total out the door, you're talking maybe $700. I was like, okay, let's figure out a way to make $700 between now and the next 2 months, either in trading and stock market and investing, or you're working overtime or whatever you're doing. You're selling something, you're adding some type of value somewhere in your life, and then go experience it and see if you like it. And so when you're in that hotel, when you're in that restaurant, when you're eating that food, also make sure you're going to leave like a $200 tip, because you got to remind your mind that money is everywhere. Money is abundant. Money grows on trees. It's all around you. So just put yourself in that comfort, put yourself out of that comfort zone and see if you like it. Because some people kind of don't. They're like, oh, that's just the vision that I have, and it's not really what I wanted.
Yeah.
But then some people are like, oh man, this is awesome. And they just, now their brain goes, yep, I want this life. I want to do it. I want to help. I want to give. I want to live abundantly. I want to live passionately. I want to do it with my family. I want to travel anywhere in the world at the drop of a hat on a Tuesday. Fly first class, by the way. And I want to do that with my life. And so once you start getting into that world and stepping into it a little bit, your brain will start to pull you there if you really like it, because your brain will always give you what you need or want.
Nice. So it's a lot of, obviously we need technical knowledge, but it's also, it really is making these big mindset shifts.
My man, that's it. Like, yeah, that's the thing is, at one point in time, I so appreciate mentioning the technical aspect, because you do have to do something.
Right.
Like there's a thing, like I love manifestations and affirmations and creating a vision board. I love that thing, that stuff too. But there is technical, like strategic things you actually have to do at some point. And you can believe all you want, but you're going to have to talk to somebody. You're going to have to make a phone call. You're going to have to ask a question. You're going to have to put yourself in a position to do it. And that is always possible. There's millions of routes and roads to go down to make as much money as you could possibly want. But you do have to have some technical aspects. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that that's such a valuable exercise of figuring out, okay, what does it really mean to you to have that abundant and rich life? How does that manifest? And the example of going out to a restaurant, staying in a hotel, and then figuring out how to make that amount of money, right?
Yeah.
And then, okay, so you're essentially training your brain to be able to do that, and you make that your reality, even if you're not all the way there yet, but you want to start with the end in mind.
Well, that's the thing, exactly, because I'll give you a really super fast example. I have a coaching client who lives in Hawaii, and he is about to retire. He's 61, I think. I mean, he has a wife and like 5 kids, you know, pretty decent sized family. And his big dream, man, is like he wanted to take all of his family on a first class flight to Italy and then have like a Mediterranean Disney cruise for like a week and a half.
Nice.
And I was like, damn, dude, that's a badass vision. Like, that's really cool. That's awesome. And like, he's got this thing down. Like, he's got the flights, he knows how much everything's gonna cost. Like, he's ready to go. And so the question I asked him, George, I was like, hey Johnny, when's the last time you guys went on a cruise? He's like, oh, we've never been. I've just been saving up for this one. I'm like, all right, well, how do you know that your family's gonna like a cruise? Like, what if they get plane sick or jet lag, or what if they get like seasick on the cruise? Like, you don't know that. And secondly, you're already living in Hawaii. I'm sure you can find some cruise lines and some cruise ships that are flying or doing something out of Hawaii, porting in Oahu or whatever, Honolulu, and go to different islands. And it's probably going to be a lot less cheaper or a lot less expensive. And you can do that now. And you can find out if people enjoy it, if your family enjoys it, if you're going to have a good time. You can do that exactly at this exact moment in time. And if you do like it, what a lot of people are afraid of is, if I spend the money, then I have less money. Right. It's like, no. If you spend the money, yes, you have less money, but you have more value. And if you have more value, you become happier. And if you become happier, your brain will find a way to make you more money, because that's just the way it works. If you want to, if that's the direction you want to go down. Long story short, he ends up going on a cruise around the islands of Hawaii. They had an absolute insane blast. And he's like, man, this is so much fun. I was like, I'm just going to do other cruises before I do the Mediterranean cruise because they're amazing and they're tangible now. I'm like, yeah, dude, because you're 60. It's like, you know, 65 is not guaranteed. I hope it is, but it's not an absolute guarantee. So you need to start living your life now rather than saving up all your money forever until you almost die. And then you go do some one cool thing, right?
Yeah, I love it. And that's number one. It's extremely practical advice. You know, cruises might suck. You might hate them. So start doing them, and then the light bulb kind of turned on. So
yeah, that's it. Like, it could be miserable. I mean, take it tiny. Like, everyone wants the big dream, and that's awesome, man. Like, everyone loves dreaming and having these huge, massive, monumental, aspirational things they want to accomplish. Good. But you have to do the tiny things first. If you want to run a marathon, you're going to absolutely have to run 6 miles without stopping first. And dude, I mean, what, 5% of the world can do that?
Right.
You know, like run 6 miles without stopping. Like, that's a small, small, small number.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do those tiny things. And those tiny things are the hard things. Those are the hard ones. Running the marathon is not hard. Once you can get 10 miles in, you can do it. Running a marathon or running anything, like doing anything, physical or mental, it's not hard. It's been done before. People have done it before. There's a formula. You just have to reverse engineer it.
Amen. Well, Jeremy, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Difference-making tip, here it comes, my man. Be an owner, not just a consumer. In the stock market, that's one of the things I always preach, if I can use the word preach. It's like, if I go to a seminar or presentation and I ask everyone, who here has a Netflix subscription? Boom, hands go up all over the cross board. And I go, who here owns Netflix stocks? All the hands go down. So it goes, my overall viewpoint is, take the amount of money that you spend on a product every year and buy that stock with that amount of money. An example, iRobot, they own and they make Roombas. Those are the vacuum cleaners that go around your house and clean your house. And iRobot, 3.5 weeks ago, was at $50 a share. And I was like, okay, guys, here's the thing. If you like Roombas, if you like iRobots, if you have one or you want one, take $500, 500 US bucks. Everyone here has $500, and buy some iRobot stock. You're buying 10 shares. No big deal. It's all good. Now iRobot's at 70 a share. You sell it. Okay. Now you have 200 extra dollars that you can use to go buy a Roomba at a discount. So use the stock, let the company, let the actual shares, Walmart, Netflix, Shopify, Wix, GoDaddy, Planet Fitness, Verizon, AT&T, I can go down the list forever. Use these companies to have them pay you to buy their product rather than vice versa.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Jeremy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
My pleasure, man. Yeah, Savage Nation, if you want to check me out, you can Google me. I'm on Google now. It's really cool. Jeremy with two R's, Jeremy Newsom. I have a website, jeremynewsom.com, and my education for my stock market is reallifetrading.com. Go there, and I'll be happy to enter to work with, chat with, help, assist, coach, mentor, whatever I can do, however I can guide anyone who's your listeners, man. I know you spent a lot of time and so much energy and money and hours building up your audience and your tribe and your followers. So I just want to do my best to serve them any way I can.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, share Jeremy your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to jeremynewsom.com. That's JeremyNewsom.com. Go to reallifetrading.com and follow him on social media and throw him in the Google machine and see what spits out.
Yeah, you're the man.
Thank you again, Jeremy.
My pleasure.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online boot camp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.